Spacey Jane, I'm not going to call them one of Australia's best up-and-coming bands because they're here. They're already hot, Molly. They are part of ABC's returning show, The Sound. It's on Sunday. And Caleb Harper from Spacey Jane is here to join us. Good morning, Caleb. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. I feel a bit nervous because I love your band. My God.
Thank you.
It's exciting to be able to talk to you. So you guys released your debut album, Sunlight, last year. What a crazy year to release an album.
Debut album at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird time to release things for sure. We ummed and ahed, as a lot of artists did, about pushing it back and sort of waiting until we could tour again. But it sort of turned out that releasing it in the middle of that, when there was kind of a bit of a vacuum of music and touring and art, probably was a good thing in the end, and it also gave us something to do.
Do you feel like your platform has been a little bit shaken over the last couple of years? And I mean, of course it has, but you've kind of had this topsy-turvy time of getting number two in the Hottest 100 with Booster Seat, but then you can't really capitalise on that in a traditional way. Mm. So how have you kind of found your way through that mess?
We've been lucky in some senses to get a bit of touring done. Pre sort of latest round of lockdowns, we were lucky to do a bit of East Coast touring. But I think the focus has just been really heavily on a lot of social media engagement and getting back in there and recording the next record as well, so that when we do start touring again, we've got more music to put out there and engage with.
Well, we were actually lucky enough to have you here
Adelaide. Yes.
And yeah, Damon and I came along to see a show and it was such a good time. You guys are excellent performers.
Oh, cool. Thanks so much. We really have fun on stage. It's definitely like what we feel like we're made to do. We feel like we're a live band.
Yeah, and you guys just, you look like you're having fun, so everybody out there is just having a great time as well. Are you guys originally mates? Did you go to high school with Kieran, is that right?
Yeah, Kieran and I went to high school in a town called Jolton, and then we met Ashton and Amelia, who was our first bassist through uni.
Right, so you guys have like a genuine friendship that you're working with.
Yeah, fully. We basically only hang out with each other.
Keep it in-house. That's good. Tell us about, you know, kind of getting up on stage. You say you've had the chance to do just like little bits of touring over the last couple of years. Has it made it more special? And not only for you, but do you see that connection with the audience even more? Because my recollection of Summer Sounds is seeing you guys get up on stage, of course. You were supporting Ballpark Music at the time. And just thinking, this is brilliant. Like, Spaceys are great, but there's something even extra about this gig because just being back in the presence of live music is something incredibly special.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I think like after a year of sort of live streams and just seeing little snippets of bits and pieces, that the feeling of a live show can't be replicated, I think.
Yeah.
And that sort of release that we experience and the crowd experiences, it's quite... So it's a beautiful thing that we've both been waiting for so long. I think everyone seems to be quite grateful, both on stage and crowd.
Yeah, of course. And I'd imagine you'd have one of those moments where you're just thinking, how cool is this? Like, we're here, we're with these people, we're all in this moment that's only going to happen once. That's what I love about a live show. So are you guys excited about being part of The Sound?
Yeah, so excited. Probably not as excited as all of our parents are going to be. But... we are definitely very excited.
Did you get a lot of, oh, my boy's on the ABC, that's lovely.
Yeah, my dad messaged me about it straight away.
Of course, The Sound is this incredible platform for Australian artists, not only to perform in-house at the ABC, but to kind of perform these beautifully directed pieces, because you guys actually filmed your bit at the Red Hill Auditorium.
Yeah, beautiful venue out here in Perth.
Can you tell us a little bit about it? Like, what's special about that venue in particular?
It's about, like, from the city, it's probably 45 minutes to an hour, slightly up into the hills. Perth, all down the east side of it, has the Darling Escarpment. So it's up in the hills there. You can, from the top of the amphitheatre, you can see the whole city, and you can just see a bit of the ocean, and the sunset is just incredible. And it's just this amazing big amphitheatre. You can seat 5,000 people with a huge stage. It's just kind of one of those iconic Perth venues that when you play there, you're like, you sort of conquer the city in a sense. It's just a beautiful place.
We've seen some media shots of your performance there that you know, the publicists sent through, and Molly and I were just like sitting in the other room just before, just admiring them, like, ooh, this is nice.
That's
and
beautiful.
Like, yeah. You look back at them and think, oh, damn, we look good.
We were so funny. We were like just turning around and staring at the sunset the whole time. And we just all kept going, oh, my God, this is amazing. We were very distracted.
Yeah, God, you would be. You guys definitely look the part in those shorts. It's going to be pretty cool to see you guys as part of, you know, a lineup as such with Vance Joy and Vera Blue. Have you met those guys before, or how does all this work?
I've actually never met them. I only found out a couple of days ago. I was doing another interview for this, and they told me who was on. I was like, that's some good company.
I think
Ezra is in Barcelona at the moment. That's where he did his. He's living it up in Spain. Lucky man. But I haven't met them. I would love to. I used to busk back in Geraldton when I was 16, 15, and Riptide by Vance Joy was one of the songs in the set.
So what, Caleb puts his hat out, and what was it, like an hour on the streets? And like, was it fairly lucrative? Did people pay attention to you?
It was pretty fun. Kieran and I used to do it together. I remember one Christmas week, I think we made $1,000 in a week of busking in Geraldton.
Hell yeah.
Which for us, when we were 17, we were losing our minds.
I
remember this one group of like girls that were the same age as us from another school kept coming back and paying us to play Riptide.
Thanks, Vance. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, it was great.
When you were growing up, were you thinking to yourself, I want to make music, like this is what I want to do, or is it something that accidentally happened? What's your story?
Well, I was always surrounded by music, and I had a keen interest in playing and exploring new artists. My stepdad's a great musician, but I don't think I ever considered it like a possibility to do it for a career. I just did it a lot. It always brought me joy. And when I reached the end of high school, I was sort of an okay, I'm going to go to uni and make a serious decision about life, and it made me quite unhappy for a few years there. And when I got back into music when I was around 19, 20, I found that joy again and just felt so excited and passionate about it that I knew that's what I should really just commit myself to for a while. And here we are.
I feel like that's a really cool thing that you brought up there, because a lot of people struggle, like, what do I do with my life? I feel like I have to, you know, have this career, I have to go to university and, you know, tick, you know, these life boxes as such. But it really is about finding something that makes you feel joyful. Even if you don't know how you're actually going to achieve that thing, if you feel good while you're doing it, I feel like that's a really good sign that you're on the right path, and you are certainly on the right path, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I agree. I think you should take time, especially when you're young, to figure it out and don't feel that pressure as much as sort of people put it on you.
Well, from those early dreams to busking to number two in the Hottest 100 to the Summer Sound stage and now the sound, because your boy's on the ABC, Caleb Harper and Spacey Jane. You can catch them Sunday, ABC and ABC iView at 5:30. Of course, Spacey's there, Vance Joy, Vera Blue, King Stingray and special guest Andy Lee as well. Plus, there's a tribute to Casey Chambers there. Caleb Harper, thanks so much, mate. Can't wait to continue to see Spacey's star rise.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, guys.